Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Seth Havager.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you.
How's it going over there?
I'm trying to stay cool.
I can imagine.
Oh, come on, Michael. You're always cool.
Always cool.
Always cool.
You're always cool. Yeah, it's just a state of mind for you. We appreciate you joining us. What has Mother Nature got in store?
Yeah, it's a sultry day out there for today. We're going to have actual high temperatures by this afternoon up to around 94 degrees, but feeling more like the upper 90s with those tropical dew points out there for today. A mixture of clouds and sunshine and not too much help from the winds. They're going to stay very light out of the south at less than 10 miles per hour. For tonight, as the cold frontal boundary starts to work in from the northwest, a decent shot at some scattered thunderstorms overnight. We do have a marginal risk that some of those storms could produce some hail and some gusty winds overnight tonight, in addition to a threat for some locally heavy rainfall. Overnight low temperatures dropping back into the mid-60s. Friday, still a chance for at least some widely scattered showers and storms. Not quite as hot for tomorrow, but still pretty humid to wrap up your work week. Friday will ease back to a high of 86, but thankfully some much more comfortable humidity values headed on in for your weekend. Saturday, a very slight chance for a lingering shower early in the morning, but much the remainder of the day looking to clear out. We'll ease back to a more comfortable high of 82 degrees. Sunday looking sunny and pleasant as well, with lower 80s once again for those high temperatures. And that stretch of quiet weather continues even into your Monday with those highs up to 83, then approaching the middle part of the 80s by the time we get to Tuesday. For the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Appreciate that, Michael. Thank you so much. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow. You have a great day.
You too.
Our friends in the Weather Eye Weather Center, best in the business right there. Always appreciate them joining us. And you're welcome to join us, 424-2600. Whatever Seth and I are getting into today, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, or talk about the weather. We don't mind that.
We don't mind that. We are also looking for what instrument you think we are, what instrument you think you are, what instrument best describes you. This conversation, this got people talking.
Did it? The ones we got yesterday, you concertina and me a didgeridoo.
Yes.
Okay, that's kind of a little different.
Yeah.
Not instruments you normally think of, but, you know.
Keep them coming, everybody. Yeah. 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. Wanted to start off with some rafter news. For those that did not hear, the West won the 2023 Northwoods League Great Lakes All-Star Game 11-7.
Nice.
Congrats to them.
Yeah.
Now let's get back to business, everybody. The Rafters are back in action tonight up in Wausau to take on our rivals, the Wausau Woodchucks. 6:20, our pregame will kick off. Join Joey and Kevin for that.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow we're back home. Right here in Winterfield.
Finally. It feels like it's been forever.
It does. We got the Woodchucks coming to town. That's going to be a good one. 6:20, our pregame will start for that as well.
Yeah.
And keep in mind that this Friday is a special night at the ballpark. It's Let's Get Hydrated. The first fans at Winterfield will receive a water bottle courtesy of Anytime Fitness.
Very nice.
Very cool. And Rafter's got a couple of more great promotions coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to talking more about those. But
yeah.
Get your tickets. Find out more at northwoodsleague.com. Of course, you can get tickets right at the Rafters ballpark. Just head on over there at Winterfield and get your tickets.
Yes, indeed.
Also wanted to mention the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge.
That's right. Still going on.
It is going on, and I haven't gotten an official extended date on this yet, but I know it has been extended.
It's extended past the 31st. Yeah, yes. We're going into August with this. Yeah.
Yeah, and what we're looking for is all you heroes to donate if you are able-bodied and feel good about this and comfortable with it. We want you to go ahead and donate.
Yep.
You can do this. What you do is you go to any, the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center that is taking donations from 8:30 to 2:45 today.
Today. Head on over.
Right over there at 3201 C. Main Street. Head on over there, get your donation in, take a selfie,
mm-hmm.
and upload it on your social media.
Yep.
Your Snap Talks and your Face Grams and...
Someday someone's going to come up with one that you're going to throw a name out there. People are like, ooh, I'm going to do that one. Yeah. Let's make that one.
Well, they got a bunch of new ones, too. Twitter is now X. There's
Threads.
There's Blue. There's Blue Sky. There's a bunch of them.
Paisley, Graham.
As we're talking, there's another one being developed.
Right now.
Whatever ones you use, go ahead and put your selfie up there with the hashtag CivicPints and get in on this, and you'll have a chance to get yourself some Brewer tickets or State Fair tickets,
yep.
Civic Media gear. If you include the hashtag WFHR, you'll instantly win Rafter tickets.
Yes. Instantly. get those tickets. Well, and we know we've only got a few games left this year. So,
yeah.
So we want to give a lot of these tickets that we still have, we want to get these out, get you to the games.
I'm fortunate that I've been in this chair for a good 7-8 years. And in that time, I talk to locals constantly. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I hear from people a lot of, so I heard you had Terry on the other day. I wanted to reach out and do some volunteering, but my schedule was so hectic and this and that. And we understand that. I hear it all the time. Man, people have never been more busy than they are right now, you know, and mm-hmm. it's understandable. When you can put into your community with something like this, it's not a huge time commitment.
Nope.
And you're not just impacting your community, you're impacting the world.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
How often in life do you have an opportunity to take maybe less than an hour out of your day and impact the world? Like, and I'm not even exaggerating.
No, he's not.
Like, that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Like, I love that Civic Media is doing this, and I'm mm-hmm. very proud to work here and proud of our team and everything. But even without that, like, how cool is that? Let's just think about that for a moment. You go, you take an hour, go to, like, in our area here, go to Stevens Point, mm-hmm. spend an hour, you get a cookie, you're forced to take a selfie.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you have to take a selfie, everybody. And post it on social media.
Oh my gosh!
You have to do all of these things. All of this going on. You're gonna win Brewer tickets or possibly Brewer or State Fair tickets or some Civic Media gear. All of this, and you're walking around not just today. I've done this. I know people mm-hmm. that do it. This is almost a lifetime thing.
Yeah.
Where you constantly carry this with you, this great good feeling of I've done this. Mm-hmm. I've impacted my world. I've made my world that much better. How many of us wish that at the end of the day, at the end of our lives, that we can look back and say, I made the world that much better.
Yeah.
That the world was better. I made the world better than when I came into it.
That's a goal. I mean, isn't that what we're trying to do?
Isn't that our goal?
Yeah, right.
Here you go. We just teed this up
simple,
for you.
Simple way of doing
it. It's a simple way to do it, man. Go ahead and go to civicmedia.us and upload your picture. You just cut out the middleman. You could do it that way, civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a big shout out to Civic for doing this.
Yep.
I appreciate them being doing something like this, initiating something like this. Especially for the reasons for it, too. Yes, the blood shortage is the first and foremost reason for this. But also, I don't think that it was common knowledge to people out there that there were members of the homosexual community, of the LGBTQ plus community,
yep.
that were not able to donate.
Yep.
Part of the reason for this extension is because the Red Cross has lightened their rules on this and joined us here in 2023 with this, where they probably should have been for a long time.
A couple years ago, maybe.
I digress.
Than never. Yeah.
Yes. We're here now, and that's fantastic. So things like this are all a reason why we want you to be a part of this Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the hashtag Civic Pints is your friend. Use that hashtag, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
And, of course, we've got some fun stuff lined up today, getting into our schedule. We're going to be getting into Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit. Looking forward to that. And then we will have some fun topics. I want to touch on the, I don't know, Seth, these 10 hot weather hacks. Are they clever or silly?
Okay, well, we'll be the judge of that.
Along with all of you, because you're going to call up and
that's
join
right.
us, 424-2600. We also, of course, how much we're going to get into how much we spend, average we spend on purchases, impulse purchases.
Okay.
We got some That Ain't Right stories we got to get into, all that coming up.
Nice.
But before we can do that, in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Madison Rafter, Executive Director of the Southwick County Humane Society.
Very cool.
Our Pet of the Week is coming up, everybody. A shout out to Current Technologies, mm-hmm. And along with our Southwick County Humane Society sponsor in that segment. All of that stuff coming up, Seth. Looking forward to every bit of this. Good things on the way, everybody.
Yep.
I did want to mention as well that we got a great one lined up for you today in Midday Magazine. 3 to 4, be sure to join us Tuesday through Friday, and really Monday through Friday, 3 to 4, because on Mondays we got Playmakers. It's our live call-in sports talk show.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and call in with your sports thoughts and feelings. Today, during Midday Magazine at 3 o'clock, we're going to welcome in some of our favorite people, Stephen and Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. It's always a great time catching up with them and finding out what's going on over at the shop. And we can wish in about an hour a good morning to them. They'll be opening their doors.
I just realized something. Monday, around the time when Playmakers is on is the end of the trade deadline for baseball. Yes. There might be a whole bunch of stuff to talk about on Monday because of all the flurry of activity that should be taking place on that day.
Seth, it is taking every little bit of willpower to not turn this first monologue of the show into Playmakers.
Into Playmakers,
They traded my favorite pitcher, Seth. Right before I go to bed, I got the update on my phone. I'm like, ooh, what's this update from ESPN? Lucas Giolito's heading to California. Son of a... I digress.
He's holding back, folks. He's keeping it in there.
I'll keep it all locked in for Monday. Join us on Monday, everybody. Shohei Ohtani's not going to be traded.
No, he's dead. Stop it.
Jackie and Caratini and I will talk about baseball. Jackie's going to join us at 3:30 today. We always love talking to Jackie. She's great. One of our favorite people. One of the people that really helped me learn how to do the job. Because I turn Jackie's mic on and I get out of her way.
Yep.
She fills the time perfectly and always has something interesting to bring.
Yep.
All things pickles today is what we're talking about.
How awesome is that?
That's fun.
Okay. Pickles, I know there's a lot of people that don't like sour things out there. Pickles are pretty universal, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, there's the sweet pickles and stuff like that. I'm sure there's people that don't like pickles, but man, that's one of those things that a good pickle. Who doesn't like a good pickle, you know?
So, for those listeners that don't know, Seth is head of the Pie Council.
That's right.
And if you didn't know that, then you definitely didn't know that I am on the board at the Picky Eaters United.
Picky Eaters United Council. Yeah, okay, all right.
I'm proud of it, actually.
It's a
position I'm very proud of. It's really tough, though, to vote people in because everybody's so darn picky. It's really tough.
Your elections take forever,
forever. You wouldn't believe how long. Taking a break. We're coming back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show. It's all here for you. Call up 424-2600, everybody. Love to hear from you on locally grown radio.
Hi, this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are singing. No.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Brooks.
Started off the show on IRI today, too, with some Garth Brooks. So lots of Brooks today.
Yeah. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's right now. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And, of course, get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. And that email address is the same for all of our staff, like Seth.Habager@civicmedia.us. Similar thing for Melissa and really all of our staff.
It's all the same, yep.
You can also direct message us on WFHR and WIRI's Facebook pages. Encourage you to do that as well. You can call up this segment right here. You can call up during, we usually do this until about 8:30, 8:35, so we're around there. So you can call up between any of that time, 424-2600. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. A shout out to our friends in Sweden.
Yes. They
reached out to us recently and said that they love the show and love this segment. There's something about that. There's a beautiful charm to that to me, man.
It's great.
It's interesting.
I love it just goes to show no one does this anymore, except us. Yeah. No one does the birthday thing anymore.
We need a one or a two from you, Seth.
Two.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. So first up, we want to wish you a very happy birthday to Tina Dahl.
Happy birthday, Tina.
Tina, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you. Tina's awesome. She's fantastic. She deserves a great day. You hope it is one for you, Tina.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifiers today celebrating their 49th anniversary.
Ooh.
Wow. Ooh. Right there, right next to 50.
Yep.
Gus and Barb Mancuso.
Oh, congratulations, you two. Many happy returns and congratulations.
Yes, wishing them.
Qualifier.
Qualifiers and wishing them. And congratulations on 49 wonderful years, you two. That's fantastic.
Wonderful.
Man, that hits my romantic heart. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Let us take a look at some celebrity birthdays. Let's see here. Cheyenne Kimball is 33, former country singer who used to be in Glorina. She got her start as the winner of America's Most Talented Kid when she was 12.
Oh, wow.
She also starred on her own MTV reality show called Cheyenne.
Wow.
I don't remember any of this.
Neither do I.
and at 33, I don't know what happened in between there, but I'm hoping she's living a great life and enjoying it.
Me too.
Taylor Schilling is 39. Piper on Orange is the New Black. Good actor.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She's good.
It's a show I haven't thought about in a while. Wow. Yeah.
Jonathan Rhys Meyers is 46. Mm. Bishop in Vikings. King Henry VIII on the Tudors. He was on NBC's Dracula. He was in Mission Impossible 3. He's a good, like a good actor. Like mm-hmm. when you see him, I feel like he always does a good job.
Yes. Yes, he does.
I wouldn't say that he blows me away or anything no. like that.
Plus, he's one of those really, really handsome guys.
Yeah, that yeah.
He's lucky to...
the looks and the accent really go a long way.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but they make up for a lot of lack of talent. They do. They do. I wouldn't know anything about that, but it seems to. I got to be talented. I don't have
You got to throw the talent there, man.
And an English accent to lean on. I don't know. Alex Rodriguez is 48.
Oh, my gosh. Alex Rodriguez's birthday is today. How come he hasn't been telling everyone that?
Yeah, right? I mean, you would think.
You'd think.
That it is interesting to watch him and Derek Jeter up there talking because you know they don't like each other. If you've seen, they actually did an interview back on like NBC Money or something like that, mm-hmm. Business or something years ago.
Right.
And it's one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever seen in my life.
So awkward.
These two sitting next to each other and pretending that they get along or anything like that. Because especially, I don't know how much of this is from Derek Jeter, but Alex Rodriguez stares daggers at him almost every time he talks, and everything I can see behind his eyes is like, why do they love you and not me? Why you and not me? I was so much better than you. I was so much more talented than you. I should have been at shortstop. You should have moved to third base. Like all these things, it all screams out of his head. Alex Rodriguez has a painting of himself as part bull, part man in his house. I don't know what nice to say about it. I will say this. He has stuck his neck out there where a lot of guys like Canseco and a lot of those guys that got a lot of the bad press, mm-hmm. then you never see him again. Mm-hmm. He kept putting his name out there. He kept like pushing through, and now he's got a paid gig on the Mouse Network and everything,
yep,
talking
right,
baseball.
Right.
And a lot of there's generations growing up that don't remember him as with all the steroids and these
yeah,
things and stuff.
Right.
That's perseverance. Gotta give him. There we go. I found something.
You got to find something good about everyone because he's not really that good at commentating either.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not that good. But you know, it's the Derek Jeter thing is Derek Jeter's the captain. He won all those World Series. Yeah. That's what it is. It's because he's the guy. So anyway, moving on.
Pete Yorn is 49.
Ooh.
A very, very talented singer and songwriter.
Yes, very, very eclectic. Man, he's an interesting guy. He is such an, if you've ever seen stuff, his songs are odd and interesting, but he's very talented,
One of my favorite actors ever on Saturday Night Live, and really still one of my favorites out there, Maya Rudolph is 51. Bridesmaids,
so funny.
Former Saturday Night Live. She's got a TV show out right now on Peacock, I believe. She toured with Martin Short for quite a while, doing a kind of a tandem before he started working with Steve Martin again and everything. That just to show how much Maya Rudolph is respected in the industry, Martin Short reached out to her. It wasn't the other way around. Like he wanted to tour and do work with her.
That's so cool.
She's so dang good.
Again, the one, like so many of these people we've mentioned on the show, the first place I saw her, Mr. Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was that whole group of actors and comedians that were all together on that. But that's where I first saw her, was a bit she did on that show. So
I've never been able to pronounce this man's name, but he is such a good actor. Nicoloja Coster-Waldau.
Oof.
Jamie Lannister in Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. It was one of the best parts of that show.
Yeah, like, very good actor,
I don't know how you play a character like that. I do not know how you play a role like that. But
That's a nasty, nasty,
nasty
role.
Character.
Yeah.
But he was so good at it, by the end of the series, you actually have a little empathy for his character. Mm. Because as an actor, he pulled that out. Good writing, maybe not so much at the end. But good writing helps with that.
Yeah, of
but
course.
You need an actor to bring it home.
Yes, you do.
You know, and he did. He may have been the best part of that show, other than Arya Stark or Jon Snow. I like those characters and those actors that played those roles a lot. He was probably my second or third favorite part of that show, even though I hated his character so much.
Right.
He was that
so
good.
So slimy. But yeah, he was so convincing. Absolutely.
The guy with the greatest retirement plan in human history, Triple H, is 54.
He's married to Vince's daughter. He's married to
Stephanie
McMahon.
Isn't that great? That makes, you know, it's a good thing.
In all seriousness, one of the greatest heels in human history, like in wrestling history, Triple H was the guy that helped Rock, Stone Cold, all these guys get over. Mm-hmm. He was a part, of course, Generation X and that whole thing. You still got people throwing the X down. I mean, and if it wasn't for The Rock and Stone Cold, I would probably say that he is the best I've ever seen at being on the mic and in the ring. Like, at a 10 at both.
Yep.
His finisher move and his moves in the ring were unparalleled to me. And then he was very, very good on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
The last Monday Night Raw I went to with my buddy Chris and my godson and everything, he was in part of the main event. As he's wrestling early on, it looks like something goes wrong. And he keeps wrestling for another 40-some minutes. And then the match ends. And for those that haven't gone to a live event or anything, they keep wrestling. Even after the cameras have stopped and everything.
Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't know that.
They wrap up the event. Because usually one of the exciting things on a Raw like that, they're still fighting. And as they go to commercial break or whatever.
Right.
And the show ends.
Yeah.
For us on live there, you're seeing it all. And you see all this happen. And Triple H is the last guy to leave the ring. And he's dragging himself in his leg pretty much up the ring. Because he pulled, in the first couple minutes of the match, pulled his quad.
Oh,
and it rolled up on him.
Oh, my
and he God. Continued to wrestle. Like,
that's insane.
Don't tell me these guys don't, you know, hurt them. It's fake. I get that.
Yeah, it's choreographed. I like the word choreographed better. Yeah.
I like that. But the injuries are real.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the injuries are real. And I, as an entertainer, as somebody who grew up, one of the first stories I heard was during the Jackie Gleason show that used to be on TV.
Yep.
It was a live show.
Yep.
The first scene, it's an ice skating scene. Jackie Gleason breaks his leg. He finishes the show. Nobody knew. It wasn't until after the end of the episode that he finally like, I need a drink and a doctor.
Yeah, because I'm about to pass out.
I believe that was his line. I need a drink and a doctor. He didn't ask for a doctor first. Asked for a drink first.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of entertainer I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
I grew up loving that. I see Triple H doing that. Yeah, man.
That's impressive.
Let's see here. Donnie Yen is 60, the blind monk in Star Wars Rogue One. He plays Mulan's commander and mentor in the live-action Mulan. And he was in the most recent John Wick and was one of the best parts of it.
He's very good character actors, yeah.
Oh, he's one of my favorites. I'm one with the Force is with me. I'm one with the Force is with me. I love him so much. Mm-hmm. I enjoy him so much. And I've never seen an action star like him. You've never seen an action star like him.
That's saying something.
The man is, if not completely blind, like 80, 75% blind or mm-hmm. something like that. And you'd never be able to tell.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. Yeah, I did not know that.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Just a very impressive human being. Bill Engvall is 66 today.
Here's your sign.
Blue Collar Comedy Tour star, part of that tour that was so huge for so long.
Yeah.
Good writer.
Yes.
Good comedic writer as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yahoo Sirius is 70.
Oh, yay.
Dear God.
Ugh.
We got to let that sit there for a second, bro. Yahoo Sirius is 70 years old.
I didn't even know he was still alive.
I'm not trying to be mean here, but...
I am. I can't stand Yahoo Sirius, so I'll be mean to him.
I don't blame you. Young Einstein, of course, was a huge hit. And in 2000, he tried to sue Yahoo for trademark infringement.
Ouch. So those are his two things.
That's
that,
it.
That movie he made and then suing Yahoo. Come on.
Okay. The case was thrown out. Yeah. Maureen McGovern is 74. Of course, the morning after's big hit, her big hit, the morning after.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Peggy Fleming is 75.
Oh, my gosh. Another skater.
Yeah.
We just had a skater. Dorothy Hamill. Skaters. Yeah.
Yeah. We can't talk figure skating without talking about Olympic gold medal winning Peggy Fleming.
The great Peggy Fleming. Yeah.
Go back and watch some of her footage if you can. And we mentioned this over on our sister station and morning show over there on 105.5, the Sunrise Show. Bobby Gentry is either 79 or 81. People aren't sure.
Oh, they don't know when she was born.
Not exactly sure. But of course,
she's not talking.
The classic Ode to Billy Joe, which was, as Seth, you were saying, some great notes on that.
Yeah, one of the biggest crossover hits ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it was huge. It hit number one in the pop charts and everything, yeah.
One of the greatest to ever do it, Norman Lear, is 101 today.
Jeez. Congratulations, Norman. Wow.
TV is not where it is today without Norman Lear.
Mm-hmm.
TV, I don't believe, it gets nearly as close to being as popular as it is without Norman Lear.
Yep.
For decades of TV, they would take care of one particular type of audience.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Yep.
There were not shows for poor people, for ethnic people, for women, for any of these things. Norman Lear saw that as, what the what? What are we doing here? There's a whole group of society we are not doing TV for.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do All in the Family. Let's do a show that takes on race, takes on cultural issues, that makes it uncomfortable for people to watch. Because guess what? This stuff should be uncomfortable sometimes.
Yep.
It's how we get comfortable with things, get through the uncomfortable.
And make it funny.
Yes.
And make it funny.
And find the funny in our lives. Find the funny in George and Al fighting. You know, and having stuff that you couldn't do today on TV.
Right.
They probably wouldn't let you. You could talk about race on TV and stuff, but you can't do like bits like they did.
No. And at the same time, knowing that someone you may disagree with what his view is, but still being a sympathetic character.
Yes.
You were still sympathetic towards him, which is, I mean, that's just amazing writing. That's just really good creativeness.
All in the Family, The Jeffersons, One Day at a Time, Maude, and my favorite, still one of my top favorite shows of all time, Good Times.
I don't mind.
And I could keep going. Norman Lear, just an incredible, incredible career.
And he lived over 100. He's still alive. He's still
alive.
Amazing.
Still alive. I'd still ask his opinion on TV.
Oh, yeah.
I'd still ask. Yeah, you got any show ideas, Norman? You got anything? We could use them. And wrapping up with the great, the wonderful Jerry Van Dyke, born in this day in 1931, passed away in 2018, Luther on Coach, and so many other great things.
Yes, it's Dick's older brother. We all know that. But also at the same time, wasn't he in My Mother, the Car?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. If you get a chance, there's some great interviews with those two, with Dick and Jerry.
Mm-hmm,
And their chemistry, the way that they loved each other, very, very apparent.
If you watch a couple episodes, he appeared in a couple episodes of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was as Dick's brother or not, but he's so good.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
I say this all the time, it takes genius to be able to play stupid.
Yes.
It really does. We've all done with our friends or done moments in our life where we try to do the playing dumb thing or whatever, and it's not very believable or likable. Think about how believable he was as Luther on Coach. very similar Woody Harrelson on Cheers.
Exactly.
You know, when you can do that and make it believable, that's art, people. Mm-hmm. That's well done.
Mm-hmm.
One more time, happy birthday to Tina Dahl.
Happy birthday, Tina.
Enjoy your day, Tina. And a happy 49th anniversary to our qualifiers, Gus and Barb Mancuso.
Congratulations, you two.
Head on over to Misty's. Treat yourself. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Get there and wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Stick around for Melissa's News here at Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Every 80s song. All about longing or heartache.
Loss of love.
How did any of us survive the 80s? Everybody was heartbroken. Everybody was
so
hurt,
sad.
Or it was all me.
Yeah.
Or some other things that we can't talk about on the radio.
Thank goodness hip-hop came along.
Something up the mood a little bit here, man. It's hot out. Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's our story.
warm.
It's a hot summer for most of the country, excessively hot in some areas.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are desperate for anything that can help cool them off. There's a collection of, quote, hot weather hacks making the rounds online, and some hacks, some of them are clever, and some of them are just outright silly.
Okay.
And probably should not be tried by anybody, even a cartoon character. So let's go ahead and go through some of these, Seth, and we'll kind of dissect with the audience, 424-2600. Give us your feedback on these, and certainly give us any ways you have tried to stay cool that aren't maybe the typical ways.
Yep. I'm curious. I want to hear.
We're not talking about the air conditioning we had in the projects when I was a kid. And by that, I mean opening the refrigerator or the freezer wherever, whenever you could, and sticking your head in there.
Yeah.
That was it. That's all you had. Buckle your seatbelt when you leave your car so that when you get back in, the metal buckle won't be so hot it'll burn you.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
That's I've never heard that before.
That's not bad.
That's not a bad one. No, yeah. I like that.
Take you an extra couple seconds getting in and out, but no big deal if it actually works.
Yeah. Well, and we talked about, you know, just a couple of days ago about how hot the inside of your car can get in the sun, especially right now. So, that's not a bad idea.
If your home's HVAC system is struggling to keep your house cool, it's possibly a dirty filter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very true, and you should be checking that at least a couple times a year.
Yes, yeah, especially if you have a unit that's both a furnace and an air conditioning unit that uses both the same system, because, it gets used a lot.
It's not really a hack as so much as you should be doing
maintenance, normal maintenance in your house. Yeah, I agree.
You've probably heard this one, but make sure your fan is switched to spin counterclockwise to create a downdraft and push colder air towards you.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually a switch at the base.
Yes, there is. Yep.
Another good one.
Yep, that's actually an excellent one, because I don't know if everyone knows that you can switch the direction. This is mostly like ceiling fans kind of thing, not necessarily the fans you have sitting on the chair or something. But
we touched on this one, I think, on Monday's show, and we had a listener message me pretty soon after that. Thank you. Forgot to do it.
Oh, very cool. You know, nice. See?
I think
we're helpful on the show.
Yeah, even that's a good idea, just to remind everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
When you start driving, don't roll down all the windows. Only roll down the driver's and passenger's windows, and the cross breeze will be much stronger. Mm. So I have air conditioning in my Jeep.
Right.
But it takes a good 5, 10 minutes or whatever for it to get
going, yep.
So by the time, like, if I'm leaving from my folks to here, there's no point in using air conditioning.
No.
So I've learned this.
Yeah,
this works really well for me in a Jeep. Where I open up the, or if on some days, like especially if I'm on the highway, what I'll do is open the back ones, the ones right behind me.
Yep.
And let that cross section of air
fly by.
And it's some, it ain't the greatest. It's not as good as air conditioning, but it sure helps.
It's nice. Yeah.
Better I'll than nothing. If you're wearing sandals, you have to take them off, put them face down. That way, when you put them back on, your feet won't burn. Wow, that's good.
That's a good one.
I've never worn sandals a day in my life, but if I did, that seems like it would be very helpful.
Excellent idea. Hadn't thought of that one. Wow.
I like that.
That's a good hack, yeah.
I should say I haven't worn like traditional sandals. My feet don't. Why? Why would I wear? I got sandals. That my feet are my sandals.
Yeah, they're flip-flops,
Yeah, in the winter, they're clown shoes, and in the summer, they're sandals.
They're scuba feet paddles. Yes, there you go. Yes. Yeah. Fins.
If I ever go scuba diving, when I go scuba diving, I should say.
You don't need fins.
Don't need them. Don't need them. Perfectly fine. I'm like, you've already got fins on. Like, yeah, I do. Put your suntan lotion in the fridge to enhance its cooling effects.
Oh. That's interesting.
All right, so we're six in this, and I don't think we've really come across any of these silly or like dumb ones or anything, like they say in the article that these are. I don't know.
These don't seem dumb to me, no.
Maybe we're that hot. We're so hot.
We don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Our brains are melting, yeah.
Put a few plastic bottles, 3/4 full of water, in the freezer.
Okay.
When the water is frozen, put the bottle in front of a fan and rotate when thawed.
That's not a bad idea.
Man, it's worth a try.
If you don't have air conditioning, try something,
I've been with the tooth pain. Yep. I've been putting a lot of cold stuff on my side of my jaw and everything to numb it, and it helps a lot. But I only have the one ice pack that I have that I got from Stoiber, which shout out to our friends at Stoiber Healthcare.
very good.
But if it's done and I need for it to freeze, but I still need something cold, I'm grabbing like a thing of ice cream or like whatever I can to like put on
frozen
there.
Peas. Yeah, there you go.
I'm trying this for that, let alone to put on front of the fan and everything.
Nice.
I'm going to try that for that. That's an instant water cooler. Put a large pot of cool water on the burner oven. On the burner over your oven vent when the oven is on. It will help keep your kitchen cool in the summer.
That one I'm a little, huh?
I'm not sure about that
one. I'm not sure about the physics of that one.
Well, the oven itself is going to be creating heat and kicking out heat. And very few people have a kitchen big enough to where you don't feel that.
Exactly. That one's kind of for the dumb ones.
I mean, you could try it if you wanted, yeah, I guess. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't like the idea of putting anything on a vent. I don't know.
Screams fire hazard. Don't want to do that.
It's tempting to keep your windows open when it's hot, but if you have no air conditioning, close all the windows and shades that are sun facing. Yep. One person even suggested putting your car's windshield shade over a window.
If it fits. But I guess the principle is the same, though, you know, where you want to keep the sun from shining in and creating, you know, warmth in that room, whatever room it's shining into. So,
and finally, on our list, you can go to BuzzFeed.com to see the complete list if you'd like. The easiest way to cool down in high heat is to dunk your shirt in water and then wear it. Of course, it depends where you are. The wet T-shirt look is not always appropriate. I got to be careful with that.
Got to be careful with that one.
Gotta
everybody
be careful. Yeah. I will say, though, when I was mowing the other weekend, I did this on accident almost.
Oh.
Because my back was spazzing. Ooh. So I put some Icy Hot on it. Here's a tip, everybody. Don't put Icy Hot, a Biofreeze, or anything like that on when you're going into the sun. Why did nobody tell me this?
Oh, boy.
Dear God, that's hot.
Sometimes you can only learn from experience, James.
Yeah, and I am the definition of having to learn the hard way. So I threw a bunch of water on my shirt to kind of cool that down, and I get outside, I'm like, ooh.
This is not a bad thing.
I'm doing this from now on. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yep.
So, yes, one of the better things you could take from this conversation, do not put Icy Hot or Biofreeze on your body if you're going into the heat.
I love the idea. They gave us all the do's. James says all the don'ts. Yes, you know?
Yes.
Don't do this.
I have been mowing a lot of lawns for a very, very long time, people. And there's certain things I can help you out with.
There you go.
If you're unsure, hey, should I do this? Hit me up.
Yeah, let James know. He'll tell you.
And I'll tell you because I probably have done it, and I can tell you not to do it. I'm also good for this with dating. Also good for this with dating. Yes. I'm going to start a 1-800 line.
He's very good at the don'ts here. Yes.
We will take a break. We'll come back with some more fun on the morning show. It's WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. Man, I love this song.
Mm-hmm. Night.
We hope you're having a good Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
That's right.
Seth, we do in the 9 o'clock hour our tradition around here, That Ain't Right stories, to lead in some good stories of the day.
Right.
Well, I may have a new category. What the what?
What the what?
What the what? Come on, Heinz.
Oh, no.
Journalistically, I'll mention I've eaten Heinz ketchup most of my adult life.
Sure.
Most of my life. I think like the majority of people out there.
Yes.
You know, I ask you to name a bunch of ketchup brands, you're probably going to get one or two in and you're done. Heinz is king and pretty much has been in our whole lifetime.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's been around for a very long time.
Well, here's something everyone knows. The best ketchup is Heinz. You're not getting paid for that. I'm not getting paid to say that.
No.
It just is the fact. But here's something not everyone knows. The famous 57 in Heinz 57 doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't.
It's not a year or a number of ingredients or varieties, or like we used to hear back in the day. I know there was the urban tale about it that it took them 57th try,
right,
to get it right. Mm-hmm. And that this was it. That was the one that I had always heard, and honestly what I believed as the reasoning behind it. I wouldn't have answered a Jeopardy question with it.
Yeah, right.
But if, you know, you and I are talking, mm-hmm, I'm like, hey, I think this is where this came from is how, mm-hmm, I would word it.
The one I always thought was true was the 57 varieties, that they had 57 varieties of different kinds of condiments and all that sort of thing. So,
well, Andrea Payne, the head of marketing at Heinz, says the 57 varieties label was surprisingly selected at random by founder Henry Heinz in 1896.
He just randomly selected 57?
The number itself technically has no real purpose, even back then.
Oh, wow.
Even back then, there were more than 57 varieties.
There was more than 57 varieties?
Even back in the 1890s. Wow.
What? Okay.
Yeah, you don't know what to do, do you?
I really have no idea.
The company has talked about this before, and there's a quote online about how Heinz said he chose 5 because it was his lucky number, and the number 7 was his wife's lucky number.
Jeez.
However, he's also said that the number 7 was selected specifically because of the psychological influence of the figure and its enduring significance to people in all ages, or something like that.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know what I just said.
No, you don't. That's weird.
I really don't know what to do with this.
Wow. So they actually had more varieties than 50. That's such a weird random number, though. 57? You know, and then
just weird.
And they have the 57 sauce, you know, the steak sauce or whatever, you know, you all purpose sauce, I guess. And like, I always thought like that was the last one they came up with, you know, the 57th. That's why they called it Heinz 57. Well, all my illusions are destroyed now.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know what to
Heinz,
believe.
You've ruined it. You've ruined it.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
I know.
Mean, next thing you're
my life is just
next thing you're going to tell me we can't trust politicians or something like that. Like what? We can't trust these companies. We can't trust politicians. I just don't know what to do anymore, Seth. That's just crazy.
My world is crumbling before my eyes.
In all seriousness, good on them for owning this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like they could have done a billion things like this one. Like, you know, the company doing this whole thing about the psychological influence or whatever. No, our owner made it up. It's a fun number. We like it. You know, we hope you roll with this with us.
This is one of the reasons why that, you know, when you get into the whole conspiracy thing, it's like the answer is probably so mundane so ridiculous that you're putting so much effort in for no reason. You know, it doesn't really do anything. So now the next thing we have to figure out is the 33 on Rolling Rock.
Yes.
What's the 33 in Rolling Rock? Because, again, I've heard, like, tons of explanations about why there's 33 on there. It's probably something just as stupid as this.
It's usually Occam's razor.
It is.
The simplest answer.
It's usually the simplest answer.
It usually is. And I guess 57 is just 57. It is not going to slow me down of using Heinz.
No, it will not. It has no issue.
None. And you know, maybe another what story.
Okay.
This gimmick wouldn't work for Jimmy John's because, well, I'd already have it. My name is technically Jimmy John.
That's true.
My actual name is James John. So.
Yeah.
Subway is giving one lucky fan a free sandwich for life if they commit to legally changing their first name to Subway.
What? No. Subway.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, this is where we're at. If it's something you're willing to do, you can sign up for a chance to win at SubwayNameChange.com starting August 1st.
Man.
Yeah, I mentioned that website's going to be just loaded with people. As always with these things, it's not really unlimited subs, but it's a lot of them. The winner will get $50,000 worth of Subway gift cards. If you had one sub a day every day, that would last you anywhere from 10 to 20 years, depending on which subs you got.
Man, I get sick of Subway really fast.
Yeah. If you had Subway for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day, it would only last a max of about 7 years. But don't worry, because if you're eating you know, stuff like that, I don't know how if you're planning past 7 years. I'm not sure. You'll also get $750 to cover the cost of changing your name.
Wow. Does it cost that much to change your name? Or maybe that's just a general amount they're going to give them just to make sure it covers everything. Since I've never changed my name, I have no idea what the process is, so, and how much the fees are.
Yeah.
But then you got to be, well, here's the thing. Okay. Now, people, you can legally change your name to Subway, but people can still continue to call you by whatever name, you know, you had before.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, but that seems ridiculous. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Just so you can get some free sandwiches that, you know, are pedestrian. It's not like Subway's like great, you know, cuisine or anything. So
I can't think of a company that could get away with this. Like maybe a Jimmy John's, like we were saying.
Yeah, right. But there's already too many Jimmy John's out there.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter. It's not as big of a deal.
Exactly.
I generally can't think of anybody that could get away with this. Like the company would actually do this and actually pull it off.
Yeah.
Like somebody's really going to name themselves that or something. And I got to say, Now, when it comes to the marketing game, like, quit trying to give people these, like, obstacle courses to win things or to get things, or that you've got to do this, this, and this, and this hashtag. You got to use the, you know, scan this code and a billion different things. Like, I talk to young people all the time. I've got young students, and every single one of them, just that you lose them the moment they see this stuff.
Really?
They're done. They want nothing to do with it. They got enough apps. They got enough things on their phone.
Ooh, yeah, no kidding.
Like, they're tired of it, man. And push yourself creatively.
Yeah.
Quit taking the low-hanging fruit. Oh, you change your first name and you get Subway for life. But you don't even actually get Subway for life. You're actually getting gift cards.
Like, that's the thing that bugs me. Why not just say, like, $50,000? That's still a lot of sandwiches, you know?
If you can't push yourself creatively, then maybe you're in the wrong business.
Yeah.
Maybe you should be doing something different, because this is just tacky. It's lame. It seems very sad. And I think Subway actually doesn't do a horrible job marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've done a pretty good job with this.
Except that whole Jared thing. Yeah, other than that.
Yeah.
Don't want to forget about that. Anyway.
Yeah. Don't want to forget that one.
To be fair, not that was not their fault.
No.
That was not their fault.
Well, you really got to vet your people. You really got to vet them. You really got to vet people nowadays. Really do.
Got to be careful.
As we're wrapping up the last 30 seconds of the hour, I did want to let you know that we are going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our great friend Madison Rafter and our Pet of the Week from the Southfield County Humane Society.
All right.
Madison joins us every Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour and brings us another furry friend for me to be tempted to take home.
And, yeah, exactly.
Hopefully for you to give a forever home to. We want to send a shout out to Current Technology sponsoring that along with our Humane Society. Seth and I will be back with more right here at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.